Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Dr. George Gray, Assistant Administrator for Research and Development at EPA. Also joining us in our conversation is Pete Boyer, Director in IBM's Federal Consulting Practice. George, our listeners may not recognize EPA's important role, the important role it plays in both homeland security as well as responding to natural disasters such as Hurricane Katrina. Could you elaborate a little bit on ORD's role in protecting homeland security and disaster response?
I'd be happy to, Al. On the area of homeland security, as I mentioned, we were given certain responsibilities by the president in presidential directives, and ORD and EPA generally was given responsibility for water security and for decontamination. And what we do is both research and field and pilot testing of ideas, of technologies, of new analytic techniques. And all of this is organized toward trying to make sure that we are better prepared if there's ever another event, that we can understand and identify a problem if it's there. We know how to respond to it, and then we know how to clean it up when we're done. So Homeland Security is taken very seriously in the agency. We have a Homeland Security Director in the Office of the Administrator, Tom Dunn, and he tries to organize all the way across the agency the work that we do. Interestingly, Homeland Security, of course, if you think of it as preparedness, really does have some natural and obvious roles in disaster response. And so we've spent a lot of time in ORD thinking about ways in which the work that we're doing in Homeland Security can support our preparedness in general. We also do some very specific kind of work. One of the things that happened in Katrina, of course, with all of the damage is we had to get rid of a lot of material. There was a lot of debris, and getting rid of it was a big deal. We worked together with other parts of the agency, with the Louisiana Department of Environmental Protection, to look at different ways of reducing the volume of debris that was down there while being careful about the fact that a lot of housing debris, for example, can contain asbestos or lead. So we set up testing programs. We evaluated these technologies and helped them think about the ways in which they could do a more rapidly respond, clean up, and get Louisiana moving again. So we took a pretty serious role there in responding to Katrina, and we're thinking and we have lots to offer if there's ever another kind of a disaster like that.
We've talked a lot about various technologies, and given the impact of technological innovation, how do you envision the role of your office changing within the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, I think that ORD, just because of our culture, we are very forward-looking, and that's a real advantage to us. We are looking at how to use new technologies that are, you know, in scientific laboratories today. This is well before they reach the mainstream. So I think that what we'll see is a continual evolution of our people and our technologies and our approaches to keep up with the evolution of science. And the great thing about that is all the great minds around the country and around the world that are helping to move forward basic biological and engineering sciences, environmental science, will keep us moving too, because it's important for us to be part of the leadership of environmental science. I think we'll see us just continue to evolve, continue to get better, continue to use these new technologies and adapt them to our mission of providing the best scientific and technological information to the agency.
Now, George, to that end, what steps are being taken to attract and maintain a high-quality technical workforce?
Well, one of our most important strategic goals at EPA is for us to attract, to develop, and to retain a talented and diverse workforce. Just within ORD, we have 1,300 career scientists, most of them at a master's and PhD level. I mean, we are a big science organization. And these folks, we support them. We make sure that they can continue to be leaders in their scientific communities. These are the folks who get invited to give big speeches. They are the leaders of their professional societies, and supporting them is a really important part of what we do. But we also are working to make sure that we're looking to the future. And there, for example, we have a postdoctoral program where we bring people in, scientists who've completed their graduate work, to work at EPA. And there, this is something I've just got to brag about a little bit. The Scientist magazine does a poll among postdoctoral scientists around the country every year, around the world. And they name the best place to be a postdoc. 2 years ago, we were number one. This year, we were number three. We're beating Harvard. We're beating Stanford. We're beating Oxford. You name it, people want to be at EPA. And that's really exciting. We have a postdoctoral program that's attracting the best young scientists, and they like it. Now, not all of them will end up working at EPA, but you know what? They'll go off into their academic job. They'll go off into their industry job, and they'll still have a good feeling about ORD and about EPA, and that helps us in ways that we can't even measure. So we work very hard both to support the scientists that we have, but to think about how we move folks along in the scientific pipeline. One other really neat thing that we're doing to help address this issue of the rapidly evolving sense of science and the new techniques and approaches that are being developed is to use a new hiring authority that we've been given. This is one of those things I learned about when I came into government. It's very important. Congress said to us, you can use what's called Title 42 authority. But what that lets us do is to pay a little bit more than the standard grade in the government to go out and hire on five-year contracts world-class scientists to address specific issues that we have. So we have, for example, gone out and found somebody in bioinformatics who will be working in our CompTox Center, helping us to deal with the flood of information that comes out of these new technologies, how you organize them, and how you turn data into knowledge. And this is one of our new Title 42 hires. It's really exciting that we've been given this way to bring in outside expertise to bolster and to further support our already great workforce, but to bring new tools, techniques, and ideas into the agency. So we're very excited about that.
That's simply fantastic. George, you've enjoyed a very successful career both in academia and obviously now in government. What advice would you give to a person who's either just starting in public service or thinking about getting into public service?
Well, the first thing I'd say is that public service is an opportunity that people should really take very seriously. I think an opportunity to serve your country is one that doesn't come along very often, and when it came for me, I grabbed it. But I also think that I would urge people to think very strongly about the importance of going in and helping the organization you're joining. The folks who work in the government, the people that I've worked with at EPA and in ORD specifically, are smart, they're dedicated, they're passionate. They want to do the best they can to help the environment and public health. I take very seriously my job of trying to help the organization think, to plan, to anticipate, and to be ready both with the work that we do and the people that we have for the next for the challenges that are coming. The other thing there that's important, and I'll just mention this because it's an obvious for me, that management really matters. And having a good plan for how you want things to work in public service is really important. And I don't think you can't underestimate its importance.
George, that's fantastic. Thank you. Unfortunately, we have reached the end of our time here. I do want to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule today. But more importantly, Pete and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the public and our country in the various roles you've held at the Environmental Protection Agency.
Thanks a lot, Al. Thanks a lot, Pete. And for anyone who's listening who wants to learn more about the EPA, you can look at the agency's website, epa.gov. And on that website, you can find information about environmental work that's being done across the country, protecting our ecology, protecting our health. And you can look into the Office of Research and Development. There'll be a link there to our website where you can learn about the research and the technology that we develop. And I hope you'll do that. And I think you'll be very impressed by the great work that goes on at ORD.
Great. Thank you. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Dr. George Gray, Assistant Administrator for Research and Development and Science Advisor with the Environmental Protection Agency. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who can't hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.